ones providing the money, the ones pushing the lies and propaganda, we're going after them.
Spoilers, Elon. They don't hate you because of propaganda. No one paid some 70% of Tesla owners in the UK to be ashamed of their car. They're ashamed because of you. No one had to pay them to hate you. They do it for free because they think that
you're a douche.
That's right, Elon. You've awoken. Epic voice man. It's not exactly a new thing either. I mean, remember the guy who was saving the kids in the Thai cave rescue?
Fundamental weakness of Western civilization is empathy. The empathy exploit.
And Musk rolls up and calls him pedo guy.
Does that sound like a good person to you? I don't think so. I think there's some real evil out there.
You know, cave diving expert risking his life to save kids in a tunnel. Calls out Musk's dumb idea, you know, because it was dumb. I mean, not as bad as Musk's other brilliant inventions from 2018, when Musk literally invented
the car park
and
the worst tunnel.
But this sub-idea was particularly stupid in that it couldn't go round the corners. It was stupid before it was even proposed. And if you think Musk calling him pedo guy is morally repugnant, hell no. That's Musk just getting warmed up. Where this goes just beggars belief. But this was back in 2018. Everywhere Musk went, he was followed by breathless, exalted, exuberant, adulating worship.
As Elon Musk, this is a biography about one of the, in my view, most impressive entrepreneurs alive today.
Elon Musk is the new techno-messiah, the real-life Tony Stark. Credulous morons in the mainstream media just believed every word he said.
Founder Elon Musk wants to take people from New York to Washington, D.C. in less than half an hour. He tweeted, the government has given him verbal approval to build an underground hyperloop from New York to D.C.
Billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk has a method to save the Thai youth soccer team trapped in a cave. Musk, the head of SpaceX, Tesla, and the tunnel digging boring company.
And only jealous haters could possibly say anything bad about the techno-messiah Elon Musk. Yeah, spoiler, for the long game it turns out the jealous hater was actually right about everything.
When we were talking to one of the divers, he was saying that the narrowest part they have to go through in this rescue mission is about 80 centimeters, so say 2.5 feet wide. That's approximately the size of this opening. And they have to try to navigate that while it's underwater.
Into the water with a light and try to replicate the visibility or lack thereof. We were told it was about a foot.
We're carefully adjusting the pressure and screwing off multiple bolts. Eventually, the hatch is opened and the man can slide out of the top end. Now, as of this report, the pod is currently on its way to Thailand to...
Yeah, it's stupid on every conceivable level. But it doesn't help that he actually also had a little compressed air gas breather in there. You know, the sort of thing that might keep you alive long enough to get you out of, say, for instance, a pool. But if that were actually in a cave system, no, you would drown. I mean, not only could this not get round the corners in the cave anyway, if they really wanted to do a sensible demo, they would have had that guy in there for some 3 hours, which is the time it took to actually do the rescue. But Musk wasn't just happy with calling him pedo guy. He spent $50,000 for a PI to try and dig up dirt on him. And now what you're thinking?
What a douche.
What are they doing this for? Why? And what's happening, it seems to me, is they're being fed propaganda by the far left. And they believe it. It's really unfortunate.
No, it wasn't propaganda, Elon. It was court filings. So if you want to share what an absolute colossal douche that Elon has been, feel free to share this story about how Musk was such a douche that he spent $50,000 to hire a PI to dig up dirt on someone because they call out his stupid idea. And for the people out there trying to seek absolution and reapply for admission to the human race by the addition of a I bought the car before Musk went crazy style bumper sticker. Oh no, this was in 2018. Musk never went crazy. He always was this much of a douche.
I mean, Tesla is a peaceful company that has made great cars, great products. That's all it's done. Hasn't harmed anyone.
You know, billionaire hires $50,000 PI to dig up dirt for character assassination because man in cave rescuing kids said something that hurt his feelings. And just to be clear, Musk, that's not propaganda. That's people judging you on what you did. And if you think Musk any less of a douche now, think again.
To push for continuing to send U.S. weapons and support there, and you posted that he was a traitor. Well, why do that?
Well, I think somebody should care about the interests of the United States above the interests of another country.
I see. So someone who manufactures half of their Teslas in China would also be a traitor. But just so we're clear, what Mark Kelly is calling for here, the support of people defending their homes against a war of aggression by an expansionist neighbor, this is the sort of thing that America would have historically called virtuous. In fact, the only person who would possibly oppose something like that would be a giant douche. Yeah, people don't hate you because of propaganda, Elon. They hate you because of what you've done. You know, you've just kind of invented your own version of go woke, go broke. No one forced you to go full channeling evil at a presidential rally.
Good. Use your aggressive feelings, boy. Let the hate flow through you.
There's some kind of mental illness thing going on here, because this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that wasn't leftist propaganda, Elon. People are judging you based on what you did. One person, and one person alone, can claim that they destroyed Tesla's reputation. Elon Musk. And you did it by being a colossal douchebag. And whilst I'm not a market expert on such things, my expectation is people don't want to buy a car off a colossal douchebag. In fact, part of me is genuinely awestruck at the sheer delusional stupidity that Musk had to enact to make enemies of his entire consumer base from coast to coast in America and all across Europe. And it's not just protest. I mean, the sales are down somewhere between 50 and 70% all across Europe. Yeah, I don't want to get all tech bro on you, but I'm pretty sure businesses need consumers to survive. That's unless you've come up with a brilliant four-dimensional chess move.
Go fuck yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is.
Which is the business equivalent of a chicken putting its head in a blender. In fact, the only place where he isn't hated is the one country he's never said anything bad about. China, where he is currently being eaten alive by better EV makers. Musk couldn't have guaranteed the fiery end of Tesla's reputation any better if he'd have told it, hey, we're going for a ride in a Cybertruck, and I'm going to do it with Tesla full self-driving. Yeah, there's no undo button on any of this. Tesla as a company is finished. I mean, sales in the toilet is bad, but that's potentially recoverable. A brand image that cuts seamlessly with burning Nazis. Yeah, Tesla, I think, has now officially entered the bunker portion of this conflict. But it's prediction time. You think that he's just screwed up with Tesla? That's supposedly where he is the expert. You want to see what a real screw-up looks like? You wait till you see what he gets done meddling in a government where he knows nothing about the subject. You know, all that firing people who were managing the nuclear weapons stockpile, and then doing it so badly that they couldn't contact them to ask them, yeah, sorry about that whole stabbing you in the back. Dear loyal government employees, can you come back and do your old jobs, maintaining the nuclear weapons stockpile, please? You know, until we decide which ones we're really going to fire. Apparently, that's what it looks like when Musk is double and triple checking what he's doing to be certain.
Well, I do agree that we actually want to be careful in the cuts. So we want to measure twice, if not thrice, and cut once. Actually, that is our approach.
Yeah. So I think I see how this went. You double and triple checked that you wanted to fire these people, and then double and triple checked and found out that nuclear weapons are important. He is literally a four-year-old in the kitchen trying to cook. Yeah, I'm pretty sure if anyone else had flustercucked things up this bad, they would be so beyond fired for incompetence. For Musk, it was Tuesday.
We will make mistakes. We won't be perfect. But when we make a mistake, we'll fix it very quickly. So, for example, with USAID, one of the things we accidentally canceled very briefly was Ebola, Ebola prevention. I think we all want Ebola prevention. So we restored the Ebola prevention immediately, and there was no interruption.
As to Elon Musk's statement at the White House that the Ebola activities had been restarted, it was not accurate then. It's not accurate now. Despite the Ebola response activities being the first that we pushed as soon as the waiver was issued, the activities were never allowed to move forward, and ultimately those contracts were terminated. We repeatedly raised the fact that we had partners that were at the airport ready to screen travelers to make sure that they did not have Ebola before leaving the country, but the activities could not start because the administration would not allow funding to move for those partners.
One of the things we accidentally canceled very briefly was Ebola, Ebola prevention. I think we all want Ebola prevention.
And that we had 27,000 sets of PPE that we had already procured that were sitting and ready for immediate deployment at a warehouse in nearby Kenya that could have been deployed urgently. However, leadership up to and including Pete Morocco blocked the approval and the availability of funds despite saying the opposite publicly and also in response to Congress, I understand, and certainly to the National Security Council.
Yeah, you want to know what Musk lying to your face looks like? It looks like this.
So, for example, with USAID, one of the things we accidentally canceled very briefly was Ebola, Ebola prevention. I think we all want Ebola prevention.
No, not really. The House Foreign Affairs Committee posted this. Seems like they care more about canceling USAID than Ebola prevention. I mean, I've been arguing that Musk is a vaporware salesman for years. You know, back when he was claiming the plot from random 70s B-movies.
MGM takes you into a new age of adventure.
I have a name for it, which is called the Hyperloop.
The Hyperloop?
Hyperloop, yeah.
And because of a legion of Musk fans and a decade of gullibility at a techno-Ponzi scam merchant, Wiki to this day lists Musk as the inventor of the Hyperloop. I mean, I visited SpaceX headquarters twice, once to see the joke Rusty Tuber mockingly called a Hyperloop outside SpaceX's headquarters. And just so we're clear, this was back in 2017. 2017! That's almost a decade ago now. Almost a decade now, I've been taking abuse of Musk fans, you know, just telling me I just couldn't appreciate what a brilliant genius he was.
How do you want to be remembered in history? Alongside the Wright brothers, Elon Musk, Zefram Cochran?
And I'd just like to say a big thank you to all of those who have supported this channel through Patreon over the years. Hearing that, you're a reason that videos like this exist. Documenting how Musk's great idea of the future of transport, executed by SpaceX's special projects team, became a car park.
Hi, I'm Steve Davis. I'm the director of advanced projects at SpaceX. Hyperloop is a point-to-point transportation system over ground that's meant to allow people to travel at extremely high speeds up to 700 miles an hour. The idea originated from Elon back in 2013.
Literally, the only thing Musk did here was give a dumb old idea a new name. Musk no more invented the Hyperloop than he did the tunnel or the wheel. Musk might as well have claimed here that he invented the wheel and was going to open source the patent. The entire contribution from the man who just reinvents worse copies of things that already exist, or is giving it a new name. Well, that's one way of leveling it. Hello, Slap.
Hi.
That's bizarre. So that one's mounted up. This one's missing completely. They're missing completely on every second one. And the whole thing is just bedded down on rubber.
And honestly, I think it's a lot easier than people think. But it's really not that hard.
These things is where the concrete pillars used to be, and they've taken all the concrete pillars out under the cars, literally under the cars. It's all that's left of Elon Musk's amazing Hyperloop vision. SpaceX campus shuttle, entirely empty. Oh, I think we're done. We're done. We're done. That's the end of it. So, the end of the Hyperloop. Just like that. That was... Now just a solid string of cars.
It's really... I swear, it's not that hard.
Seems like the people crying debunked are assuming that all of the scientists and engineers at SpaceX and all these universities haven't taken a grade 11 physics course.
Yeah, I think that's Elon Musk, the world's richest man. All those SpaceX engineers, a company burning $500 million of cash and 1,000 universities zero, some random guy on the internet, one. And I suspect that soon to become some random guy on the internet, two. Further, on my latest visit to SpaceX headquarters, I got to witness how the world's richest man treats his employees. But of course, a billionaire who has just got a $56 billion pay raise will spare no expense on his actual workers. Like, he would never say, just have a trailer versus a dentist for his contractors.
Here you have SpaceX contractor check-in. And over here you have... There you go. On-site dental.
Yeah, the amazing care of the world's richest man spending billions of dollars of taxpayer money. And what do the actual workers get? Dental in a trailer. This stuff ain't hard to see. You can see it from the road. Yet it's curiously something that all the SpaceX fanboys have missed, like Tim Dodd on all his tours of all of the SpaceX facilities. Yeah, it all just kind of screams, what a douche. And also to see Musk's remarkable invention of the tunnel, which Musk had also made needlessly stupid.
Tonight, with music blaring, a billionaire celebrates a big moment. Elon Musk says he's done it.
Finally, there's something that I think could solve the goddamn traffic problem.
Yeah. Using elevators to lower and lift vehicles, the Hawthorne Test Tunnel, stretching just over a mile, is finished.
How his vision for a mass transport system went from this...
I mean, would it be incredible if you could travel around LA, New York, DC, Chicago, Paris, London, anywhere at 150 miles an hour? That'd be phenomenal.
Almost like an autonomous underground multi-level car system.
Yeah. That costs a dollar.
That costs a dollar, yeah, exactly.
To this.
Prepare yourself for the future of transportation from the genius mind of billionaire Elon Musk.
Yeah, looking more post-apocalyptic wasteland than future of transportation.
Tonight, with music blaring, a billionaire celebrates a big moment. Elon Musk says he's done it.
Finally, there's something that I think could solve the goddamn traffic problem.
At this point, I think I know more about manufacturing than anyone currently alive on Earth.
Would it be incredible if you could travel around LA, New York, DC, Chicago, to have American astronauts plant the flag, Paris, London, anywhere at 150 miles an hour. That'd be phenomenal.
On another planet for the first time? Bam!
And yes, the inventors of
the car park
and
the worst tunnel
are now in charge of revolutionizing your government.
A very bad thing, and therefore the country going not bankrupt is a good thing.
that all of us are willing to kind of put our lives on hold in order to do. I think the thing that's special right now is we actually believe there's a chance to succeed, that there's an administration that's supportive and a great cabinet and just a great group.
Almost like an autonomous underground multi-level car system.
Yeah. That costs a dollar.
That costs a dollar, yeah, exactly.
Now with added government efficiency.
That will actually make success a possible outcome. And I think that's, given the inspiring mission and given the non-zero chance of success, it was worth doing.
Brought to you by the man who made the revolutionary idea of the Hyperloop.
Steve Davis, I'm the director of advanced projects at SpaceX.
Never crash, is immune to weather, which actually make it self-powering if you put solar panels on it.
Musk wants to see this happen, not in the distant future, but now.
And turn it into a car park.
One of Musk's many successful companies has made the technology behind the Hyperloop open source so that other companies and institutions are welcome to develop and improve upon the Hyperloop idea.
Sort of re-emphasize that point. The success of those is only possible with President Trump and with the outstanding cabinet that he selected.
And I've got to admit, it's not exactly tragic watching Musk getting eaten alive with the same fanaticism that previously acted as his shield against criticism. As Jeremy Clarkson put it, what makes it so particularly juicy is he's being pegged to death by the very people who put him on the pedestal in the first place. The Echo Hippies. I mean, when you hear Musk panicking about there being incendiary devices found at Tesla dealerships, then you start thinking, it's like, yeah, does he actually know that the batteries are meant to be under the car? It's just one of those awkward moments when you realise that the odd arson attempt has an operationally insignificant effect on the rate that Teslas actually catch fire. With the Cybertruck already being notorious for being about 10 times more likely to burst into flames and burn its passengers alive than the famously fiery Ford Pinto. And we've all got our reasons. I mean, me, I think he's just one of the biggest vaporware bullshit merchants on the planet. These people, however, think you're just a colossal douche. And you know what? They might have a point. I mean, even if you give Musk all of the pity points for the odd fire that wasn't an insurance job, you know, I'm just saying that with unsold lots of Tesla cars that can be seen from space, it's just a hell of a lot easier to fill in insurance claims than try and sell those cars these days. But even if you give Musk every pity point on the table, it doesn't change the fact that the biggest arsonist here is Elon Musk, the one who just burned Tesla's reputation to the ground. You could rebuild the odd supercharger. What Musk has done to Tesla's reputation is irreversible. But many will say, but can't I just bring myself to condemn these acts of vandalism against Tesla? Well, kinda, I guess, but the man did joyously sign the orders that will result in the deaths of millions of people. You know, it's kind of like asking someone to have pity for Chairman Mao or something after he gave the orders that would result in the starvation of millions of people, because someone keyed his car. I mean, yeah, I guess keying a car is wrong, but also, so is kind of signing the orders that'll kill millions of people. But there's one thing that Musk is an expert on. Fraud. Like the sort of thing where you would take 1,000 deposits for a sports car in 2017. Not a cheap sports car, bear in mind, a $250,000 sports car. Saying that you'll deliver it in 2020 and still have delivered nothing, not one single car, by 2025. A cool $250 million scam. Again, for Musk, it was a Tuesday.
You know who complains the loudest and with the most amount of fake righteous indignation? The fraudsters.
That's great, Elon. Now can you give us the absolute maximum amount of fake righteous indignation that you've got?
I mean, you had Tim Walz, who's a huge jerk, running around on stage with a Tesla stock price, where the stock price had gone in half.
Yes, yes, Elon, it's a complete mystery as to why Tim Walz and leftists are all to blame for Tesla stock price halving.
and with the most amount of fake righteous indignation, the fraudsters. And he was overjoyed. What an evil thing to do. What a creep. What a jerk. Like, who derives joy from that?
You do, Elon. That's what the whole go woke, go broke thing was about. Celebrating people going bust.
What an evil thing to do. What a creep. What a jerk. Like, who derives joy from that? I think there's some real evil out there.
I think what Musk really means to say here is he really doesn't like it when other people do to him what he does to other people. You know, laughing at the catastrophic effects that Disney's behavior had on their profits. That's hilarious. Laughing at the catastrophic effects of Musk's behavior. Well, that's just evil. It hurts his fifis when you say things like Nazi dreams burst at the seams. Or maybe swastikas rust into the dust. But come on, Musk. Tell me again how the guy selling a car to the president in front of the White House doesn't get any special treatment from the government. Yeah, Elon, it's not just because you're a douche that people hate you. It's because you're a disinformation douche.
It's actually disadvantageous for me to be in the government, not advantageous.
Yeah.
I love Tesla.
Which one did you buy? Yeah.
If I wasn't in the government, I could lobby.
Mr. President, which car are you going to buy?
The one I like is that one.
And how does this work?
And I want that same color.
And I could push for things that are advantageous to my companies.
Huh. So that's what a disinformation douche lying to your face looks like when he says that Tesla doesn't get any preferential treatment from the government. Meanwhile, this is what the Commerce Secretary of that same government is saying.
Buy Tesla. It's unbelievable.
It's actually disadvantageous for me to be in the government, not advantageous.
Yeah, Elon, I think I might have found another reason why people hate you. Because you lie to their faces without even the slightest hint of shame or remorse.
That this guy's stock is this cheap, it'll never be this cheap again. When people understand the things he's building, the robots he's building, the technology he's building.
Yeah, amazing technology like cars held together with glue. Or
the Kavok.
But I'm thinking, like, maybe I should patent it and then offer to open source the patent to anyone that can make a credible case that they could actually do it.
Or the worst tunnel.
People are going to be dreaming of today and Jesse Waters and thinking, gosh, I should have bought Elon Musk's stock. I mean, who wouldn't invest in Elon Musk? You got to be kidding.
He invented the Kavok. But Musk is so much more than just a regular disinformation douche. He's the biggest disinformation douche on the planet.
But the real problem is not the people. It's not like the crazy guy that firebombs a Tesla dealership. It's the people pushing the propaganda that caused that guy to do it. Those are the real villains here.
Oh, I see. So the real villains are the people who push disinformation. Okay, Grok, let's have some fun. Who is the biggest spreader of disinformation on Twitter? One word. And the answer comes back, searching. Elon. Not clear enough. Two words. Elon Musk. But Musk is more than just the biggest disinformation douche on the planet. He's a corrupt disinformation douche. You know, the sort of guy who would, you know, spend millions of dollars to try and buy political influence whilst accusing other people of doing exactly what he's doing.
And the president's made it clear we're going to go after them. The ones providing the money?
Yep, that would be Elon.
The ones pushing the lies and propaganda.
And that would be Elon, too.
We're going after them.
Oh, so we're getting informed by a disinformation douche that the government is apparently going to be cracking down on disinformation douches. Apparently Musk is feeling threatened in his job security or something.
You know who complained the loudest
and the quickest and the loudest and with the most amount of righteous indignation, the fraudsters. That's who complained first, loudest, and they would generally have this immense overreaction. That's how we knew they were the fraudsters. Mm-hmm. That's how we knew. There's to tell.
It sure was, Elon. It sure was.